All right, guys. So it's going to be a Marvel-centric day, which sucks because these Marvel videos usually don't do well. Although, thank you to everyone that did watch my talk about Ms. Marvel and why it failed on Monday. And also, sorry that I said it was going to be hopefully a more daily cog type of week. It's not, but hey, I'm here today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre. Hopefully one day, Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps. Please do give us a sub. Ow, my arm. Sorry. I'm old and broken. That really hurt. Do follow us on your favorite podcast app if you're listening to us on there. Lots of great shows. Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio. Also starting our Genreverse Sports, which is Genreverse Sports on YouTube. And for now, those are also going up on our the soccer podcast, going up on the Genreverse Podcast Network. Subscribe here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, especially if you're watching because of the trailer reaction for Madam Web, which we will get into. And of course, you could support the channel buying merch at our Redbubble in the link description box. Link is in the description box below. All these prints and more on more than just t-shirts. It's Redbubble, so just about anything and everything. And of course, check out LRMonline.com every day for all written news, celebrity interviews, like Gig Potter right there, doing one for Boudica, Queen of War, and the podcast and more are available here. A few stories we'll get to after the trailer reaction, mostly dealing with Marvel. Recently, there's been a lot of buzz going on about changes coming up. Is Kang even going to be the big bad going forward? They're in panic mode after the Marvels. But why weren't they in panic mode, you know, when other things failed, like Quantumania? You know, why weren't they in panic mode over all of the poor reception to the last few Loki being excluded Marvel series? And like, there's a lot to panic on from Marvel, but let's take a trip over to Sony's Marvel world, where they keep pumping out crap after crap after crap. I have not seen the Madam Web trailer, so I don't know if it is crap. I know that over on LRM Online you can read Madam Web trailer. Please stop, Sony, it's dead already. I think that one's by Cam Clark. If not, it'll be by Shockey. Probably Cam with a title like that. We are going to watch it, and I'm going to give my honest reaction, but I have to be upfront. I thought the Kraven trailer was freaking stupid. I am not a fan of the Amazing Spider-Man series, and I do not think the original Spider-Man films have aged as well as a lot think. So my tolerance for Sony, Marvel in general these days, but specifically Sony, is very, very low. So just be aware of that. I'm being honest here. Let's see what Madam Web has to offer. Can we all agree that this is stupid to tease the trailer before your trailer starts? Like, I clicked on it. I'm watching it, damn it.
Come on. Get your stuff.
That hurt. So, a Spider-Man hunting her multiversal stuff.
Let's try that again. A week ago, I spent my life racing against time. I'm gonna help you out today, okay? Trying to save people who were running out of it. Until one moment.
Honestly, do we need a car falling off a bridge in every Spider-Man related thing?
Everything.
Come on! Welcome back to the land of the living.
I don't understand what's happening. I've been having visions. I knew he was gonna die. I think I'm seeing the future.
New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days.
Really? What is or isn't in the universe here?
New York City is a whole new level of crazy these days.
This isn't a
emergency. Get off the train.
That man's trying to kill you.
Why?
Who are you? What is going on?
Oh my god. Oh my god. The costumes, the acting, the this looks like something from like 2003, guys. Like, that's what this looks like. It feels like, it sounds like. God, Sony, why?
I can see the future. Oh, what the hell? She didn't see that coming? That's not how it works. I've seen that man before.
So who is he?
Ezekiel Sims. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Wait, I recognize you. You live in my building.
You're the paramedic.
Yeah, you almost ran me over.
You don't think this is weird, how we're all connected?
It's honestly like the least weird thing that's happened all day.
What do you want from me?
You have no idea what those girls have come. Why don't you
run from me? Oh my god, it looks that looked like CW stuff. Oh my god.
We see into the future.
He's trying to change what happens. Julia, get down.
Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me?
Your future was almost so different.
Why do we go?
If you want to live.
This is so awful looking.
Get ready. Now.
You're showing off.
Maybe a little.
Oh. Oh. And oh, there was that scene. There was a baby in there, and I'm specifically in one of the visions she saw. Now it might be her seeing the future for some paramedic thing, but there was this whole idea that this might even have some save baby Peter, make sure baby Peter is born. But I don't know if that was connected or not, but. Oh my god, that was atrocious. It just looks bad. It sounds bad. It looks like a convoluted story, and the costumes, and it's hard to tell the CGI. I know there's going to be some that want to rail against it right off the bat. There, some of the hopping, again, looked like 2003 weightless Spider-Man hopping, but they also did a lot of their CGI stuff in the dark, so it's harder to tell. The freaking logo, even, like, Sony, why? Ugh. You guys let me know what you thought in the comments below, but I think this is dead on arrival. You've got a bunch of relative no names, and hey, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy were relative no names. They're almost even afraid to show off the costumes. Everything looks like it's in the dark once they get their costumes and stuff, as I'm just kind of skimming through here. I don't know, man. Is this Sony trying to make it to a Force movie before Marvel can? I don't know. I'm not impressed with this at all. I think it looks rough. Yeah, you guys let me know what you think in the comments below. That brings us on to some of the other stuff I wanted to mention with Sony, not Sony, with Marvel, and how Marvel themselves aren't the greatest thing since sliced bread anymore. Damn, man, that was a big scroll. Scroll, Marvel. Anyways, there's new rumors coming out, and you guys can find all of these on LRMonline.com. Some of these are coming from podcasts, Some of them are coming from Twitter users, can we get some toast and my time to shine. There's official stuff from Hollywood Reporter. There's all sorts of things going on, but here's the deal. Kang might be out. There's a lot of issues with the multiverse storyline. You already had one version of Kang killed off in Quantum Mania. You have the ongoing legal stuff with Jonathan Majors, and Marvel needs something, some sort of shakeup. People are not very big fans of Phase 4 and Phase 5, and mostly that's because we've had several cracks at a multiverse and none of them have really panned out or connected anything very, very well. Marvel is allegedly in a panic mode over how poorly the Marvels performed. Regardless of how it performed, the budget is one of the biggest things on hurting the Marvels, something that should have maybe been a $150 million movie. Is a $300 to $350 million movie likely after you account for marketing costs and whatnot. And it's not done very well. $46 million and change on opening weekend in the domestic market, $100 and change in the worldwide market. But it's not just that, guys. Like, Marvel's had a lot of rough times. Quantum Mania was rough. Thor Love and Thunder was rough. They had some successes with things like Multiverse of Madness, even though that people don't really talk about it anymore. And it did well. It made money. But it didn't quite have the love that people were hoping for. Eternals really blew it. I mean, What has come of Shang-Chi? I think that was the best thing to come out of Phase 4 generally. And Wakanda Forever definitely did well money-wise. But again, as far as reception and things like that, Marvel's been from lukewarm mediocre for most people to bad. And there are people that love all of these films. Some people that love some of them, not others, but the general consensus has been Phase 4 and 5 are rough. So why not abandon the Kang storyline? Just say, multiverse stuff, you know, multiverse stuff. We saw Kang get defeated, and sure, all the other Kangs wanted to do some stuff, but hey, plug in Loki season 2 ending as part of this. Pull a page from Star Wars. Canon is whatever you need it to be, Kevin. So do it, change it up, switch it over to Doom. I mean, we know that we're only getting one Marvel movie next year, and that is Deadpool 3. And we know that, everything else has been pushed well into 2025, some things going into 2026. So you have got, time, and you may as well use that. I mean, Deadpool 3 is going to kill off the Fox universe, it seems, from leaks and rumors and set photos and whatnot. Why not just go ahead and do a soft reset now on Phase 4 and 5? Maybe the multiverse saga is a 7 phase. You know, maybe it's made up of 4 phases. The first two aren't really multiversal, even though there is multiverse. It's not, you guys know what I'm getting at right now. That hurt. Maybe you do it that way. But, and then like phases, 6 and 7 they're the real multiverse sagas, multiverse light. And then like multiverse, dark roast or something. I don't know. Insert coffee thing. I'm recording in the morning. Those are my thoughts on it. The rumors and the news coming out is not surprising, other than Marvel should have been in panic mode long before the Marvels. And we know a lot of this comes from mediocrity being pumped out on Disney Plus, tainting the whole thing. But there's been bad movies, and then there's been okay movies. I know a lot of people really love No Way Home. I don't have the nostalgia for the Sony stuff like that. I appreciate what the original Spider-Man films did for the genre, but I don't think they hold up. Molina's great, and so is Simmons as J. Jonah. Outside of that, I know a lot of people like Green Goblin. It's too cheesy for me these days, man. I like Willem Dafoe, but I don't like the, they don't hold up. Anyways, let me know what your guys' thoughts are on Madame Web, on the stories and stuff that I talked about, some of the rumors. And by all means, please do go check out Cam and Shockey's articles on LRMonline.com. And make sure you check out the direct sources as well, which we do provide in our articles and other stuff on LRM Online. The podcast can be reached there. Celebrity interviews on the LRM YouTube channel. Please do subscribe on our YouTube channel if you're watching us there. Helps us out a lot for every subscriber we get. And check out the merch link. Ah, gotta click off the dark mode. There you go. Merch. Great. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.